One. Okay, joining me from somewhere in the United States, out in some place called North Dakota, Steve Kraus, the Daily Item sports editor. And Steve, the latest update on the Babe Ruth World Series.
Well, it was a very, very, very tough loss today for Lynn. They lost 11-7 to a team from Tallahassee, Florida. And are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Okay, they lost to Tallahassee, Florida, 11-7. Tallahassee scored 5 runs in the top of the 7th inning. Lynn was winning with 1 out in the top of the 7th, and then this the roof fell in. Couple of errors, and then you know how momentum builds when that happens. They just careened out of control, and what's going on now is that they're in game 3 of a 4-game pool play.
Mm-hmm.
They have one more game tomorrow, which if they win it, they'll finish 3rd in the pool, and the top 3 teams advance to the quarterfinals on Thursday. If they lose it, we're going home.
Okay.
So it's simple, but at the same time, you know, very crucial.
Steve, how did they get here with the one win? Who did they play to get their win?
Well, they started the series on Saturday and lost to the team from New Jersey. That particular team from New Jersey was the national champion last year.
Mm.
As 4 teams. So you say to yourself, well, all right, you know, first game, jitters, playing a team that's been here before. You understand it. Then they beat the team from West Fargo, North Dakota, 10-0 yesterday. And, boy, they looked really good doing it and everything. And then this Florida team that they play today was also undefeated going into the game. And Lynn just hung with them. They were down 3-0. They came back, took a 4-3 lead. And then every time they took a lead, Florida would tie it up. And they go up 6-4. Florida ties it up at 6. And then in the bottom of the 6th inning, Lynn gets a break. And there's a wild pitch with a guy on 3rd. And he scores the 7th run. And they go into the bottom of the 7th, or the top of the 7th, rather, and it's 7-6 Lynn, and first out, and then after that, yeah, it was just one awful disaster after another.
Yeah. Well, you know, it does happen, as you say. The other thing, Steve, and I know you're busy, but I would think that playing baseball every day for these kids has to take its toll a little bit on their arms.
Well, it's physical. It's a physical because it's hot here.
Mm-hmm.
Not as hot as it's been where you are.
Yep.
But it's hot here. It's in the 80s and it's dry, and it's beautiful, brilliant, sunny, and cloudless skies. And you know, which in a day baseball game, as you well know, is can be kind of tricky. But yeah, but the mental aspect of it, I think, ends up wearing on you more.
Hmm.
You know, you play once. They did it in the regionals because they you know, the same thing. You know, they managed to get through it. Okay, they actually played better as it went along. But, you know, it's a challenge. I mean, every team that they're playing is the best team in their area.
Yeah.
And they got there because they earned it. So, you know, you're not playing any pushovers when you get to this point. So it's little mistakes can turn into big mistakes really quickly.
Steve, is it a nice venue, and do people come out and support the kids?
It's a beautiful field, Rick. You should. I mean, if you get a chance to see it on with streamed on the web.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a chance to see it, you ought to just look at the field. It looks like a major league field.
Excellent.
It's not a major league stadium. I mean, but it's a major league diamond and field in the way it's kept up and everything. It's just gorgeous.
Nice. You know, Williston, North Dakota, are there any good restaurants there?
Williston, about maybe 10 or so years ago, was a boom town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't gold, obviously, but it was oil. There was some oil to get out of the rocks and everything up there. And it got built up really quickly. So, yeah, there are. I mean, for the size of the town, there are several really good restaurants and hotels, and it has its own airfield and everything. So it's not total Hicksville.
Yeah.
You know, not by a long shot. There's not a heck of a lot to do here, but, you know, it's not like the tumbleweeds are tumbling down the street or anything.
No, but it's got to be a great experience for the kids. And, Steve, give me a couple of names that stand out for the Lynn players so far in this tournament.
Well, the kid that pitched today for Lynn, even though they lost, Dave Barnett, he really pitched his heart out. He had to throw close to 140 pitches.
Wow.
Which is an awful lot of pitches for a 15-year-old, I got to tell you.
Hmm.
But he pitched well. They scored 11 runs, but I got to tell you, it wasn't all his fault.
Right, right.
Hardly any of it was his fault, actually. I mean, they just played some tough defense behind him. But if you're looking for kids that you could point to as having had good games, Lynn's right field is a kid by the name of Brett Buckland.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Buckland made some nice plays in the field, threw a runner out at the plate at a time when it was really crucial that he throw the runner out at the plate. So those are two.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, last night, Anthony Nikolakakis hit a grand slam to help Lynn win that game.
Okay.
Which got to be kind of cool. You know, you're in the World Series. Anything that has World Series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you're hitting a grand slam homer. That counts as something really memorable.
You bet. You bet. Well, it sounds great, Stephen. God, I appreciate your report from Williston to us here at MSO. That's awesome. You have a story up on itemlive.com. That is there right now for anybody who wants to take a look at the details. And I'm sure that there will be even more details in the Daily Item tomorrow.
There will be.
Okay. And tomorrow's game is when?
I'm getting my times mixed up. I believe it's 2:30 our time out here,
mm-hmm.
which would be 3:30 in Lynn,
okay.
in Gloucester.
Okay. All right. Steve, I appreciate it. Good luck to the kids, and thanks for the great coverage and the report. That's awesome. Good luck to those kids.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Talk to you later, Steve. That is Steve Krause, the sports editor for The Daily Item. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.